All right, strap in for this deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We're jumping headfirst into the world of mobile gaming.
Okay.
And specifically, a story that might just break your brain and possibly someone's bank account. Imagine dropping $92,000 on a mobile game.
Wow.
Not over a lifetime, not even in a month, but in just 6 minutes.
It's a figure that certainly grabs your attention, doesn't it? It really highlights the evolving landscape of gaming and the sometimes dizzying world of microtransactions. This case, centered around the mobile strategy game Rise of Kingdoms, throws some pretty big questions our way.
Rise of Kingdoms, a game I'm guessing involves some serious digital conquest. But before we unravel why someone might spend enough to buy a luxury car on virtual troops, let's make sure everyone's on the same page.
Absolutely. So Rise of Kingdoms, like many mobile games, is free to download. But within the game, players can purchase gems, an in-game currency, using real money. Think of it like exchanging your dollars for tokens at an arcade. Only these tokens can accelerate your progress significantly.
And we're not just talking about cosmetic upgrades here, are we? Not just a snazzier outfit for your digital warrior.
Not at all. These gems translate to tangible power in the game. This article gave an example. 25,000 gems will cost you $100. Now, the player we're discussing, Burnaby, went on a spending spree, acquiring a massive amount of in-game currency. To put it into perspective, he spent the equivalent of 22 million gems in just a few minutes.
Okay, my brain needs a minute to process that. 22 million. We're talking about building a virtual empire at warp speed. What exactly do these gems get you in the game? What makes them so sought after?
In Rise of Kingdoms, your power hinges on your troops. The larger and stronger your army, the more dominant you are. Typically, amassing a powerful force takes time and strategic planning.
The slow and steady wins the race approach, right? Like building a real-life empire, I'd imagine.
Exactly. But with a hefty supply of gems, you can bypass all that. Burnaby used his mountain of gems to purchase tens of thousands of troops, essentially fast-forwarding his progress by what would normally take months, if not a year, of gameplay.
So it's like he compressed a year's worth of grinding into 6 minutes. No wonder people are talking. But even with that understanding, $92,000 is still a mind-boggling figure.
It's certainly on the extreme end of the spectrum. To put it into perspective, that's like buying two Tesla Cybertrucks or enough iPhones to outfit a small village. It's a comparison that makes you pause and ponder the motivation behind such spending.
It makes you wonder, is this just a case of someone with incredibly deep pockets and a need for speed? Or is there a deeper psychological element at play here? Are we talking about a power fantasy, a desire for instant gratification, or something else entirely?
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're not just talking about numbers on a screen. We're delving into the psychology of gaming, the allure of power, and the ethical dilemmas that arise when real-world money reshapes virtual worlds. It's a question with many layers, isn't it? On one hand, you have the argument that it's Burnaby's money,
Right.
earned and spent as he chooses. He's not harming anyone directly, right?
Right. It's easy to look at this situation and say, hey, if someone has the means and enjoys the game that much, who are we to judge? But it gets murky when you consider the idea of pay to win.
Exactly. And it's worth defining that term for clarity. Pay to win describes a game model where spending real money provides a significant, often game-changing advantage over those who choose not to.
So in this case, even if someone dropped a sizable chunk of change, let's say $5,000, they'd still be dwarfed by Burnaby's virtual army, built in those 6 minutes. It raises the question, does this create an uneven playing field that undermines the spirit of fair competition?
It's a valid concern. Imagine pouring hours into strategizing, building your forces organically, only to be steamrolled by someone who essentially bought their way to the top. It can lead to frustration, a sense of futility, even pushing players away from a game they once enjoyed.
It's almost like the digital equivalent of bringing a tank to a knife fight. You're taking the wind out of the sails of players who are in it for the strategic challenge, the slow burn of building an empire.
And it presents a real dilemma for game developers. On one hand, microtransactions like these are often a significant source of revenue, funding development, and updates.
That makes sense. Game development isn't cheap, and these free-to-play games have to generate income somehow.
Precisely. But it's about finding a balance. If the model becomes overly reliant on whales, as these big spenders are often called, it risks alienating a large portion of the player base.
Yeah, it makes you think about the early days of gaming. You know, you'd buy a game, and that was it. Your skill, strategy, and maybe a bit of button mashing were all that mattered.
It was a different landscape. Today, the free-to-play model dominates the mobile market. But it's a double-edged sword. It makes games accessible to a broader audience, but the potential for creating this pay-to-win dynamic is a constant tension.
So where do we go from here? Are we destined to accept this as the new normal? Or are there alternative models that can create a more balanced and, dare I say, ethical gaming experience?
That's the million-dollar question. One approach that's been floated is limiting in-app purchases to purely cosmetic items, things that enhance the aesthetics, allowing for personalization and self-expression without impacting the actual gameplay.
So think fancy armor for your troops that looks intimidating but doesn't actually make them fight better.
Yeah.
Or maybe a visually stunning base design. It allows for a degree of spending without directly impacting power dynamics.
Exactly. But even then, there's a debate to be had. Does this just create a different kind of status symbol?
Does it just shift the goalposts from the most powerful to the most stylish?
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. Some argue that even cosmetic purchases can create a subtle sense of hierarchy, potentially making some players feel pressured to spend just to keep up appearances.
Yeah, it's like the age-old saying, clothes don't make the man.
But
we all know that looking the part can sometimes influence how people perceive you. It's fascinating how these real-world dynamics find their way into the digital realm.
It really highlights how deeply intertwined games have become with our culture and even our psychology. And it begs the question, where do we go from here? Is there a way to reconcile the need for revenue with a desire for fairness and a truly level playing field?
It's a question that developers are grappling with. And honestly, it's one that we as players need to ponder as well. What kind of gaming experience do we want? What are we willing to accept? And perhaps more importantly, what are we willing to challenge?
Exactly. We have more power than we often realize. Our choices, the games we play, how we choose to spend or not spend, the conversations we engage in, they all contribute to shaping the future of gaming.
So this isn't just about one player spending an exorbitant amount of money on a mobile game. It's a microcosm of a much larger conversation about gaming ethics, the power of microtransactions, and the evolving relationship between players, developers, and the games themselves.
Precisely. It's about finding a sustainable path forward. One that allows for creativity and innovation in game development while fostering a sense of community and fair play among gamers.
This deep dive has been a wild ride. From the initial shock of that $92,000 figure to unpacking the complexities of the pay-to-win model. It's clear that there are no easy answers, but it's a conversation worth having.
Absolutely. And it's a conversation that goes beyond just this one game. It's something to keep in mind as we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of mobile gaming and gaming in general.
So to our listeners, we'll leave you with this. The next time you download that free-to-play game that catches your eye, take a moment to consider the mechanics at play. How does it generate revenue? Does it feel balanced? And most importantly, does it align with the kind of gaming experience you value? Until next time, happy gaming, everyone.